Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer Katie Carnes about the annual Kelowna Quilt Show and Sale happening April 26th through the 28th at the Kelowna Historical Village. As far as who organizes it, I know you're one of the organizers, and Brenda Harrington, does she also organize that?
Yes, she helps, yes.
Is it just sponsored by the Wooden Wheel, or is it...
Wooden Wheel and Kelowna Antique Company, which is the other store Brenda owns.
For this year's quilt show, what are you looking forward to as far as what will be on display?
Well, two-thirds of the show is new quilts. One-third is antique quilts. All of the quilts are hand-quilted, and the new ones are kind of what the ladies worked on over the winter.
For those who haven't been to the quilt show in the past, why should people come to the quilt show this year?
It's just fun to come and see all the interesting color selections, patterns, and just see all the quilts. It's kind of works of the heart where, you know, everybody does different things, so you get all different kinds in, so it's not just the same quilt done different times, but there's different color patterns, some combine patterns to make a new pattern. They're just real fun and easy to see.
For the new quilts that are on display, how many quilters do you think are there that work on all these quilts?
Well, each quilt's individually made, so one person works on one quilt, but for the quilts in whole, we probably get, I would say, 25 to 40 different people that consign quilts into us.
Do much of the quilts get sold after the show?
If they don't sell, it's up to the quilter. If they want to leave them in their store to sell over the summer, we will, you know, do that to sell in the store then. Or some people come and get them and take them back home if they don't sell. It's up to the individual quilter what happens to them after the show.
I bet it's a lot of work to hand make the quilts. Why do you think the quilters like to take part in this show?
Yeah, they just do it for the love of quilting. I mean, some of them, it's therapy for them or relaxation. It's what they like to do, so...
Will there be anything else on display at the historical village during the quilt show?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, they always have their buildings yet, and you can still go through, you know, the village itself. The Rock and Mineral Museum will still be there. The quilt exhibit, we will overtake that, so that will be down that weekend, but you can still go through the regular part of the village.
Is there a cost to attend the show?
Yeah, it's $6 for adults 13 and over, but the one admission, you can come and go as you please, so you can come back every day if you want and not pay again. We give you a wristband.
How many people do you expect to attend the quilt show?
We get anywhere from about, I think, 600 to 1,500, just depending on the year. You never know. Weather has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, it's rained, so... We're hoping for some decent weather finally.
I remember there was a lot of rain last year. Do you think that helped or hurt the attendance?
Well, I think pouring rain kind of hurts it, but a little rain isn't too bad because then it keeps them out of the gardens, out of the fields for, you know, the time being. But
the antique quilts, how old those quilts do they range?
Some of them 1860s up to 1940s usually is about the range.
Do those just come from residents who kind of offer
to
have them?
Yeah, some come from estate sales. Some come, you know, they inherit them. They don't want them. They don't know what to do with them. And some just come from private collections who've collected over the years and want to change up.
For the Wooden Wheel, do you store much of the antique quilts year to year?
Oh, yeah. We have antique quilts, too, for sale in the store. We do both.
Gotcha.
So our gallery is always, you can come any time of the year to purchase a quilt.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with organizer Katie Carnes about the annual Kelowna Quilt Show and Sale happening April 26th through the 28th at the Kelowna Historical Village. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.